Hello, everybody. It's me and Mike again for another one of our sort of quick video announcements from the new Ask an Atheist studio area, otherwise known as my office. Again, we're doing a bit of doing a discussion of how the blog TV event coming up this Friday to Saturday is going to look. Bionic Dance would normally be doing this, but Bionic Dance computer explode. So we're only going to be hearing from her intermittently until the event. And Mike, what you've got?
Yeah, it's going to be sort of an interesting event. Not only are we going to see some of those crazy ass scan programs, both the I think there's two different flavors of crazy scan programs. One of them is woo woo, and the other one is conspiracy. They's going to be funny.
We're going to be doing clips from both. We've got I think roughly 100 gigabytes of data.
That's a lot of condensed crazy, folks.
It's a lot
of data.
We're going
to show you the cream of the crop, or. What is the stuff that sinks to the bottom rather than cream? That's what we're going to see.
Poop.
I think poop. Poop floats, depending on what you ate. But anyways, we're going to see some of that. Everything from psychic shows to conspiracy shows where they think that Hurricane Katrina was an inside job. And also, we're going to do some dramatic readings of JIT tracts.
I've got a large collection, about 100 or two.
So if you're not familiar with JIT tracts, go to a bus station, an ATM, maybe a public restroom. You'll find these little rectangle-shaped insanity things basically telling you that if you don't fall down on your knees or cry right away and say that Jesus is right about everything.
Yeah, I really was thinking maybe we would get a batch of those because he's selling Dark Dungeons again. I was thinking I think it would be great to get a bunch of those printed up with Ask an Atheist on where the church
the little stamp
is.
On the inside? On
yeah,
the back
there's Ask an Atheist.
That would be great.
Maybe one of these days.
Dark Dungeons, if you're not familiar with it, is the old classic JIT tract, probably the most popular among nerds.
Oh, yeah.
It's the one that basically claims that Dungeons & Dragons involves a lot of human sacrifice, ritual suicide. I played Dungeons & Dragons for years, never got any of that stuff. Feel kind of ripped off.
A lot of your... A lot of your scan, or not scan, we're not at scan anymore. Scan is the past! A lot of your Ask an Atheist cast and crew members will be here from noon to noon at various times and places in front of this camera. Sometimes I'm not. I'll probably have some visitors both in person and over the internet. And it should be a good time. And as always, again, we are doing this event for a reason. We are hoping to raise donations for operations for the show as we transition to radio.
So if you're not able to make the blog TV, please check out the link down there. Please consider tossing a couple bucks if you like what we do. Otherwise, please check us out. We're going to be, it's going to be Friday, January 7th through Saturday, January 8th, noon to noon. Please drop by. It should be a lot of fun.
With our first episode the next day, Sunday, January 9th at 3 p.m. on KLAY and the internet. And finally, while we were talking about tracts earlier, I found a sort of a new movement in religious crazy pamphletism. I found this at, of all places, I'll include a picture, of all places, an IHOP. And, you know, the cover of it looks pretty nice, right?
Looks reputable.
I'll take a snapshot of it and include it in the video. And, you know, it's like, wow, that's some high production values to find at an IHOP.
Yeah.
And then you open it up.
Sweet Lord.
It's got a musical accompaniment and bits from tracts and other weird stuff and Tigger over the musical sheet so you can't actually read the music if you wanted to. It's
like somebody vomited crazy all over the inside of this sheet where it's literally cut and pasted. You could see the places where they'd use scissors and glue.
And then Precious Moments and Thomas Kincaid on the back. And so what we're seeing here is, if I unfold it, I realize it is a single sheet of 8.5 by 11. This is crazy with a color laser, people. Crazy with a color laser.
You know what it kind of reminds me of? It's kind of becomes a metaphor for the person who made it, where it looks fairly normal on the outside. You look under the covers, and
whoa!
Holy shit!
Hey, we can swear!
Yeah, if we can swear on here. But that's the inner workings
Fuck.
Of the mind.
All right, yeah, that's great. I hadn't considered the metaphorical value of this. I'm glad I picked it up. All right, yeah, I'll be including some pictures of those for those of you like me who collect crazy, and we can talk about it at the show.
So, all right. See you on Blog TV.
See you on Friday, people.